Two people were guarding the sukkah. The sukkah is the clue that contains the spring water that is to be used for the kiddush of the heifer of the para aduma. That water needs to be guarded. Chazal learned out from the pasuk that the spring water that's used for the kiddush has to be guarded, and two people are guarding it together. And they did it that if the shomer, the guardsman, who is guarding the water that is to be used for the kiddush, becomes tummit, or if he does a malacha, then invalidates the water. And even if he himself did not draw the water, since he is the one guarding the water, if he does a malacha, then invalidates the water. But in this case, it's not one person guarding, it's two people together guarding the water. If one of them became tummy while the other one remained tar, the water is kosher. And even though we said that if the guardsman becomes tummy, the water is possible, that somebody who's tummy cannot guard the water. And if the water is not guarded, it becomes possible. But in this case, since only one of them became tummy, the water remains kosher for the para aduma because it remains in the possession of the second guardsman who is tar, and he can do the guarding while the other one is tummy. Tar v'nitme sheni. If the guardsman had become tameh, has now become tar, and after he became tar, the other guardsman became tameh, the water remains kosher because it is in possession of the first guardsman. As even though that guardsman was originally tameh, now that he has become tar, even though the other one became tameh, the water remains kosher as the entire time the water was in possession of somebody who was tar, even though it was two different people that were guarding it. The first one who was guarding it was tar, now he became tameh, now the other one is guarding, and that doesn't make a difference as long as it's guarded the entire time. It's kosher. But if both guardsmen became tameh at the same time, in such a case, the water is possible, as since they're both tameh, there's nobody here who's tar that's guarding the water, and somebody who's tameh cannot guard the water, and the water that's left unguarded is possible to be used for the paradum. If one of the two people who are guarding the water did a malacha, the water remains kosher because it's in the reshus of the sheni. As even though a malacha that is done in between the time the water is drawn and the ash that are put into the water invalidates the water, but in this case, since there are two people guarding it, and only one of them did a malacha, so while he's doing the malacha, it's as if he's not guarding it, but that's okay because the other one is guarding it, so the water remains guarded the entire time by somebody who's not doing the malacha, and therefore it's kosher. Amar v'asa sheni malacha kshirim. Ivnei shehem v'reshuso shalrishim. But after the first person did a malacha, and then he finished doing that malacha, and now the second person did a malacha, the water remains kosher, because while the second person is doing a malacha, it's being guarded by the first person. And since the entire time, the water is being guarded by somebody who is not doing a malacha, the water remains kosher, even though the din is that a malacha that's done by the guardsman invalidates the water. Since there are two guardsmen, the one who is doing the malacha, we look at it as if he's not guarding it right now, instead the other one is guarding it. So when he does a malacha, since he's not guarding it at the time he does a malacha, so he's not considered a guardsman at the time he does the malacha, so therefore the malacha that he does not invalidate the water since the other one is watching it while he does the malacha, so the other one is considered the shomer while he's doing the malacha. So even though they both did a malacha at one point, but that does not invalidate the water, as since at the time they did the malacha, the other one was guarding it, so it remained guarded by somebody who's not doing malacha the entire time. Asu shnei ke'echad p'sul. But if they both did a malacha at the same time, in such a case, the water would be possible. And since both shomer did a malacha at the same time, that malacha invalidates the water, as there's nobody here who's guarding the water that is not doing a malacha. So therefore, in this case, the water is possible. Somebody is in the process of being mekadesh the mechatzos by putting the ashes from para aduma into the spring water. He should not wear a shoe while he's putting the ashes into the spring water. Because we're afraid that maybe liquids will fall on his shoes. And if liquids fall on his shoes will become tummy, and subsequently be mitami him, and the mechatzos will also become tummy. And even if the liquids that fall on his shoes are tar, they will still be mitami his shoes. As far as the Para Aduma is concerned, the Rabbanim were very machman, they treated all liquids as being tummy. And they didn't, that liquids that are tummy are metame kalim and not a person in regards to truma. But there's a chumra as far as truma is concerned, that if liquid that are tame fall into a kalim, those kalim would be regarded as tame if you want to use them for truma. But if they fall into a person, the person would not be regarded as tame. And the same thing would be true in regard to the para aduma, that if tame liquid fall into a kli, they would become tame. But if they fall into a person, the person would not become tame. So therefore, these liquids that thought to the shoes, or metame the shoes, and the shoes subsequently are metame the person. Now, even though normally a person cannot become tame except from an avatuma, and these shoes do not become an avatuma, or they only became tame from liquids that are tame, and those liquids that are tame cannot make the shoes into an avatuma. But the Rabbanah were very machmer as far as paraduma is concerned. They said that these shoes would be metame the person, and the person would subsequently be metame the water from the paraduma. So it's better that he should not wear shoes at all, and that way, if the liquid falls on his feet, it's okay, because the liquid cannot be metame him, they can only be metame the clothes that he's wearing. The following saying is said regarding this halacha, as if the person is talking to his shoe. And the person would say to his shoe, the thing that is metame you would not be metame me, but yet, you are metame me. Meaning, the liquid that are tame, that would be metame the shoe, would not be metame the person. As we said, liquid that are tame are only metame utensils, but not the person himself in regard to truma and paraduma. But yet, the shoe, when it becomes tame, from the liquid that are tame, would be metame the person. So this is a saying that is said about this halacha, as if the person is talking to his shoe in wonder, and saying that this is a very strange paradox, that even though the liquid tamei that are metame you cannot be metame me, but once you, the shoe, become tamei from the mashkin tamei, you would be metame me, and subsequently the mechanzas would also become tamei. Naflu mashkin abisoro, tar. But if liquids would fall on the person himself, on his own flesh, he would be tar. As we said, the mashkin tamei are only metame kalim, they're not metame the person himself in regards to truma and para adum. Naflu aksuso nitmes. But if mashkin would fall on his clothing that he's wearing, in such a case, we would have the same thing as if the mashkin fell on his shoes. The clothing would become tame, and the clothing would subsequently be mitame him, and the mechatzah would become tame. But of course, we can't tell the person not to wear his clothes, that's impossible to tell him to be mekadesh the mechatzah without his clothes. We tell him not to wear his shoes. But in a chanami, it's true that if mashkin would fall on his clothes, the mechatzah would become tame. Hareza oimer mitameh lo temuni. The same thing in regards to the shoes is said in regards to the clothing as well, that the person can talk to his clothing and say that this is quite a paradox, that mashkin, which are mitame you, even though they cannot be mitame me, you, who had become tame from the mashkin, would be mitame me, and after the clothing become tame from the mashkin, the clothing will subsequently be mitame the person.